Hi, my name is Deborah. I'm returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Hi, yes, I was just calling to check on the status of my order. I got it a couple days ago now and haven't got anything that it was shipped or never even got like a confirmation. So I was just trying to follow up on that.
Okay, go ahead and give me your zip code and I'll be happy to look that up for you.
It's 27526.
27526. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay, and your first and last name?
Gabe Tippett.
Gay Tippett.
Yep, T-I-P-P-E-T-T.
T-I-P-P-E-T-T. Okay, and that's Gay, G-A-Y?
G-A-B-E.
All right, let me try your first and last name. Because I'm not pulling it up under your zip code.
I have the order ID.
Yeah, we try it with your zip code and your first and last name, and then we do your email address if we can't get it that way.
So it's not off the order ID?
I'm just trying to still find it now in the account. Okay, so let's go ahead and do you have the last four of your numbers on your card?
I have the order ID number.
Okay, we can either do your zip code. We've done that. The first and last name. We can try your email. And the last resort is the last four on your card.
Okay, we can do my email, I guess.
All right, go ahead and do A as in Apple, P as in Paul, so I can get the information correct. Okay, you can proceed with that.
P is in Tom, I is in Indigo, P is in Paul, P is in Paul, E is in Echo, T is in Tom, T is in Tom, G
okay,
is
I'm
in
sorry.
Golf.
I'm sorry, you get Tom, Echo, Paul, Paul, Egg, and what's the next letter?
It's Tom, Indigo, so T-I.
Okay, T-I comes after the E.
No, ma'am. Start over. It's Tom.
Oh. Okay,
India.
I've got that. Tom, India, P, P, E. And what's the next letter?
Tom, Tom.
Okay, with the T. Okay.
Golf.
Okay.
Alpha. Bravo. Echo. The number one. @gmail.com.
Okay. And sometimes it does that, and when it does, we just ask you to reach out to your bank. So we're going to try this, and if that don't work, if you want to do the last four of your card, we can do that. Let's see, and I am so sorry. Sometimes that happens, though. It you know, like I said, if we can't pull you up in the system, you know, we do ask you to reach out to your bank. If you want to try your last four, I'll be happy to try that for you.
So nothing worked?
Not with your email or your first and last name.
Can I give you the order ID number that
no,
I have?
No, we only can take your first and last name, the zip code, and then your email and the last four. The last four is the last resort.
I guess I'm confused as to why we get sent an order ID then.
Okay, if you want to give me your last four, I'll be happy to try that for you.
Is there anyone else I can speak with?
No, they're going to tell you the same thing. We've got to have the last four, or either, you know, my supervisor advised me when he was here, you know, anytime we can't put you in the system, you know, we do encourage you to contact your bank.
But what would I contact my bank for?
Well, what's going on? The questions that you have for me. I can't tell you anything if I can't pull up your account, okay? So if you want to give me your last four, I'll be happy to try that for you.
I'm just trying to figure out if this...
There's nothing really to figure out, sir. I can't give you any information until I can pull up the account, okay? So, and sometimes that happens. There's some people, we can't locate them in the system, and they do contact their bank, not to say that they won't show up the next day, but we just can't explain it, you know. So just that's why we always ask you to reach out to your bank. But if you want to give me your last four, I'll be happy to try that for you.
6833.
And I'm sorry about that. Okay, 6833?
Yep.
Okay, see what we've got. Okay, found it. All right, let's see what we got. Okay, shipping address. Can you verify that?
2134 Tower Crest Road.
Okay. Give me just a moment. It's pulling it up now. Okay, give me just a moment. Still pulling up. Okay, I am showing on December the 12th, you ordered the Stealth Elite drone for $9.97. And that was on the 12th. And so what it is, you know, you have 72 hours to cancel that in that time frame. And, you know, if you fail to do so, you know, you're in a membership, which they will continue to send you items, discounted prices, and you can get things online, things of that nature. So, and what was your question to me?
Well, I wasn't told I bought a membership. I was told I bought the drone.
Okay, well, we can, you know, if you want to cancel, I can cancel the account, but you'll still get the drone. It was already shipped.
I don't want the membership. I mean,
that's
fine. The drone.
Sure.
So yeah, you can cancel that for me.
Okay, give me just one moment.
Where does it say that it comes with the membership? Because nowhere on the order.
This is the information that I've been given, that under the terms and conditions, the 72 hours, you have to cancel the account. Okay, and I'm doing that now. I'm making a note now.
So do I get the drone, or can I just get my
Yeah, I just said you will get your drone, okay? That's yours. That's yours. I'm just canceling the account for you so you won't be in a membership, okay? Okay, I've got you all taken care of. We did cancel the account, and you should be getting your drone still. And, yeah, that was under the terms and conditions. I would give it just a few days. I don't have an exact date. Okay. All
so
right.
No,
well, you and
I won't get anything withdrawn anymore.
No, I've got you canceled completely. Let me give you a number. Hold on just a moment. Okay, and that cancellation number is C as in Charlie, 2632291 88.
Okay, thank you.
All right, and thank you, sir. Bye-bye.